USA Radio News.
A new chapter in the history of organized labor in the United States happened in New York today as Amazon workers have successfully unionized for the first time in the company's 28-year history. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president was glad to see workers ensure their voices are heard with respect to important workplace decisions.
The White House is putting a spotlight on the latest monthly jobs report. Biden economic advisor Jared Bernstein.
American employers and workers have taken every headwind thrown at them and just kept humming along.
The CDC will lift COVID border restrictions in late May. The Title 42 health order has allowed the U.S. to expel nearly 2 million migrants since the pandemic began. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Right now we have about 7,000 people crossing our border illegally every day. That's expected to go up to 18,000 if they repeal Title 42.
This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ukrainian officials say talks between their country and Russia in Istanbul have led to a prisoner swap agreement. The Ukrainian delegation member said his country was able to bring back 86 of their servicemen and women. The Parkland, Florida school shooter was in court today for a final pretrial hearing before the penalty phase begins with jury selection next week. The state and the defense have been debating which questions will be asked of prospective jurors.
Give us their general, not in regards to this case, feelings about the death penalty.
Okay.
And that would be the only question about the death penalty in the questionnaire. The state certainly feels that this is a questionnaire we should get some feedback on the death penalty.
Wall Street is closing higher after a solid March jobs report. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 139 points to close at 34,818. The S&P 500 added 15 points to close at 45,45. The NASDAQ rose 41 points to close at 14,261. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is sidestepping reports that she's headed to MSNBC in the coming weeks. She was pressed on whether it was ethical for her to remain in the White House while negotiations with the network continue.
It is the policy of this White House to ensure that anyone who is having conversations about future employment does so through consultation with the White House Counsel's Office. I have taken the ethics, legal requirements to the highest, very seriously.
The Interior Department announced that $420 million will be spent on projects in New Mexico, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Iowa to include construction of water treatment plants, pipeline connections, pump systems, and reservoirs to provide drinking water to rural and tribal communities. Scientists say that region has become much warmer and drier in recent decades and that climate change will continue to make weather more extreme, wildfires more frequent and destructive, and water supplies less reliable. Starting today, genealogists and historians will get a microscopic look at historical trends when individual records on 151 million people from the 1950 census are released. For privacy reasons, records identifying people by name can't be made public until 72 years after they're gathered during the once-a-decade U.S. headcount. The 1940 records were released a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.